In this video, we will practice asking better questions without interrogating. Curiosity can be loving, but curiosity also needs wisdom. A good question helps another person feel seen, respected, and invited. A poor question may make someone feel examined, pressured, corrected, or exposed. People skill confidence is not asking many questions quickly. It is asking fitting questions with agape love. A fitting question has warmth. A fitting question respects privacy. A fitting question leaves room for the person to answer briefly. A fitting question does not demand a confession. A fitting question does not force someone to share pain before they are ready. This matters because people are organic humans. Their inward life and outward response are connected. A question can affect their body, tone, emotions, memories, courage, and trust. So we ask with care. Here are four simple practices. First, ask open but gentle questions. Instead of, why are you so quiet? You might ask, how has this week been for you? Second, ask specific questions that show attention. Instead of anything new, you might ask, how did that meeting go that you mentioned last week? Third, ask follow-up questions without pushing. You might say, would you like to say more about that, or would you rather leave it there? Fourth, listen for the aspect that matters most. A person may start by talking about work, but the deeper issue may be energy, fairness, friendship, fear, faith, or responsibility. You do not have to fix everything. You can listen. You can reflect, you can encourage, you can pray by permission, you can help the person consider one faithful next step. Better questions also include boundaries. Some questions are too private for the moment. Some questions belong in counseling, pastoral care, legal support, medical care, or a safer setting. Some questions should not be asked in a group. Agape love does not grab information. Agape love honors the person. Jesus asked powerful questions, but he did not use questions to he used questions to reveal truth, invite faith, expose the heart, and lead people toward life. This week's worksheet will help you create a 15 aspects curious conversation map. You will choose questions for real life settings, family, church, work, ministry, friendship, and new conversations. The goal is not to become a perfect conversationalist. The goal is to become more present, more loving, more curious, and more wise. One better question can change the direction of a conversation. One patient silence can make someone feel safe. One remembered detail can communicate honor. One prayerful moment can help you ask with humility instead of pressure. Reflection question. What is one kind of question you should ask more often? And what is one kind of question you should ask more carefully? Gentle next step. Before your next meaningful conversation, choose one gentle question and one follow-up question from your 15 aspects map.